What's up, everybody? Herb Scribner here for the third episode of the Herb Scribner Show. This podcast was originally known as What I Wrote Today. It was a podcast mainly about writing. Got two episodes in, kind of took a break. Always wanted to do a podcast, so testing in the waters here a little bit. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it seems like everybody has a podcast these days. So just wanted to kind of like test the waters, see how this goes. If you like it, please subscribe. Follow, like, whatever you got to do on social media. There's just a lot of things that I end up writing about in my day-to-day life, a lot of pop culture, a lot of sports, and things that, you know, I write about or don't write about that I wish I could talk more about. You know, there's things that, honestly, that I just want to share opinions about, and I want to talk to, you know, some people about and get a little more clear. I think this is kind of like a supplemental podcast. A lot of you know I'm a writer at Deseret.com. Which is the website for the Deseret News in Salt Lake City. I write a lot of pop culture. I write a lot about entertainment. I've won some reporting awards for sports coverage. So I'm kind of all over the place, but this is not a podcast associated with them. This is kind of my own separate deal. So I'm just kind of testing the waters, see how this goes. Maybe we can get this to be an official podcast one day. Who knows? So yeah, so the podcast basically is going to be kind of a quick, you know, kind of roundup of different news events, culture events, things I want to talk about. Mostly it'll probably focus on Star Wars, some video game stuff, sports, you know, and some other cultural discussions, things that I don't normally write about. And I'll have some guests on. You know, we'll have some experts here. I think we'll be talking about, you know, things off the top of my head. You know, we'll talk about coronavirus. We'll talk about, you know, we'll talk about the way people, you know, find healing, the way, you know, relationships, you know, foreign languages, you know, things like that. We'll also talk about just, you know, general pop culture stuff, just whatever's like kind of in the news. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You know, I just want to kind of hit on some quick news events here and there, and just kind of talk about things as we go. And, you know, so, and if you have ideas for the show, obviously, you know, you can message me, you can find me on Twitter, it's at Herb Scribner. You can also email me at hscribner@gmail.com for all questions, all suggestions, whatever you got. If you want to be a guest on the show, please email me. Again, I don't know how long this will be going for. I don't know if I will, just cancel it, kind of like my last show, the last two episodes, who knows? We're just kind of testing the waters. We just want to see how this goes. And I kind of want to see, like, if I record a couple episodes, how many listeners can I get as we kind of move through. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much the introduction. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Herb Scribner podcast, and we're going to just kind of go through some things. So, yeah, welcome to the show. All right. I want to talk real quick about The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian is coming back for season 2 on October 30th. We're not really sure if they're going to do one episode, two episodes, who knows. Sometimes they'll drop a couple episodes when they start a premiere of a show. So we don't really know what's going to happen, but we do know that the off-season, which to me was basically from, you know, when the show stopped back in December to now. Yeah, basically, we don't know who's really going to be on the show. There have been a lot of rumors about who will be in the show, who will not be on the show. You know, there's rumors of Ahsoka and a lot of the Rebels characters coming onto The Mandalorian. We've also heard rumors that, you know, Boba Fett's going to be on. So I'm kind of excited for this. I wanted to just run down a couple things. One, I think the Ahsoka thing and the Rebels thing will be very interesting to see how they handle it. I know there's some speculation that it'll last multiple episodes. You know, we're talking 2, 3, you know, 4, right? You know, The Mandalorian's been an interesting show because some things haven't really run multiple episodes. You'd see, like, something in one episode and it would come back in another episode, maybe even in the season finale. But we didn't really see, like, multiple episodes with a multiple series, you know, multiple episode arc. So it'd be interesting to see if they do that with the Rebels characters, you know, if you had Sabine, if you had Ahsoka, and, you know, maybe Ezra makes an appearance, something like that. I think they'll limit it to one episode. I really think it'll be kind of a novelty thing. Maybe it'll expand further and we might get some answers about what happened to Darth Maul. But I don't really know, you know, and it's going to be kind of exciting to wait and see how that happens. You know, they've teased, you know, Jedi, they teased the Darksaber, all these little factors that connect the show to Rebels and Clone Wars, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised because obviously Dave Filoni's involved. But it'll be interesting to see how they kind of like bring it all together. And I know there's some hesitation with some fans. You know, some fans are saying, well, like, do we really need to unite these two series? Do we need to bring everybody from Rebels or Clone Wars into The Mandalorian? And I would say, you know, Star Wars from the beginning has always had and always featured characters from other, you know, parts of it into the story. So, you know, we saw the original trilogy, and then we saw characters in the original trilogy in the prequel trilogy. And then, you know, we also saw characters in the prequel trilogy pop up in the Clone Wars and, you know, briefly in Rebels. So they're all connected. And I think if you're going to have Mandalorian, I don't know if necessarily know if you need to have all those characters in it. You probably don't need it, but I will say it definitely like increases the plot. It brings, you know, some fans like me, you know, people who know these other characters, it brings them in. And, you know, some people have only watched Clone Wars, you know, maybe they haven't watched Mandalorian yet. It's a way to bring them in. And it just unites the universe. And I think that's the beauty about Star Wars, is that there are all these characters that are kind of connected. It's interesting, you know, you have this new series coming called The High Republic, which is a graphic novel and novel series. And there are a lot of characters in that. There's some ties to the sequel trilogy we know about. Yoda's supposed to be in there too. So it's all connected. And I think, you know, the Star Wars universe is huge. But I think having that familiarity of like one or two characters that you kind of know definitely brings it home and allows it a little more, it's a little easier to digest that way. Says that. I also want to just talk about, you know, The Mandalorian. There's some rumors going around that Pedro Pascal has left the show. He's no longer in the Mandalorian suit. I don't know if that really matters. I think the journey itself is going to be interesting. I think, you know, we're going to be seeing The Mandalorian and the child working together again, trying to find the origins. The Jedi are going to be involved. I think that relationship is going to take an interesting turn. You know, speculation wise, it'll be interesting to know if this is it for Baby Yoda. I doubt it. I feel like he's a very marketable character and he'll be with it to the end. But it'll be interesting to see where they take the character, because it's like Baby Yoda can only do so many things, right? Look cute, do some force things. But it'll be interesting to see how they progress the character. Will the character start talking? Will they develop lightsaber abilities? Is the Mandalorian going to have to leave him off somewhere? You know, that's kind of like the mid-season twist that would really like reshape the show, is if, yeah, all of a sudden, like, Baby Yoda wasn't there anymore, and they had to, like, go on without the Mandalorian, or just with the Mandalorian. I want a little bit more of the New Republic stuff. I think there's some hints that, like, R2-D2 might be in it, or Luke Skywalker even. I think that would be kind of cool. You know, we never really got the Luke Skywalker aftermath story that we were anticipating. I still think there's an animated show to be done between, like, Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, kind of like the Clone Wars, but just of the, you know, the Luke Skywalker era. I think that could be a really interesting show, and I hope they do it. But it'd be interesting to see if they add some, like, you know, New Republic stuff into this show, because I think, yeah, the Mandalorian's like an outlaw. He's kind of like on the, you know, cowboy in the Old West, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have run-ins, and we're seeing a lot of run-ins with the Empire right now. So, you know, will he run into the New Republic? Will that lead to, you know, some other things? I know they want to like make the New Republic seem chaotic and kind of all over the place. So it'd be interesting to see if they do that. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what they do with the Darksaber and Moff Gideon and you know, that whole storyline. Obviously, that's where they want to go with season two. We've heard they kind of want to open it up and make it more like a Game of Thrones thing, where it's multiple arcs, multiple stories. So I'm really excited to see this world open up. You know, it's a way Star Wars, you know, I've always been someone who believes that Star Wars should be more of a TV series show, because it's movies are nice, but like the original format were movies and they were episodic. And so what other way to do episodic things than TV? And I think you could really pull out this universe and really expand it and have it be where you're seeing, like, you know, the Mandalorian doing one thing, maybe Yoda doing something else, and then you bring it back together. It'll be interesting to see if they really go that way. The show is a good show, and I know a lot of people like it, so they got to make sure that whatever they do next, they really give us their all, and they really give us something that's worth watching. So it'll be interesting. And, you know, I just think as long as it's kind of Star Wars-y and you know, kind of like last season, I think if they just repeat some of the formula, I mean, I think people will like it enough. You got a lot of casual people in there. You got a lot of Star Wars fans. So I think if you can find a way to unite the two, you'll be good to go. So now I just want to briefly talk about some video game stuff. Primarily, I want to talk about NBA 2K21. So I was a big 2K20 fan, been a big NBA 2K guy since I can remember. I think 2K9 was the first time I really got involved. So anyway, big 2K fan, big 2K20 fan. I got really into it during the pandemic because, and it was a little bit maybe before the pandemic. I just remember they released like a free, like, Kobe Bryant And I thought, oh, I should play and get the free Kobe Bryant. Like, it'd be kind of fun. I'd played it in years past and never really took to it, mostly because I don't like to spend money, and I always thought it was a money spending kind of thing. So I played it during the pandemic, and for a lot of it, I was playing kind of towards the end, and I was really excited for 2K21 because I'm like, oh man, like new cards, new players that grind from like the beginning, because they, you know, 2K21, my team especially, it's basically cards where it's a mode where every player is a card, and there are different ranks. There's like gold, silver, bronze, and then there's like ruby, amethyst, emerald, sapphire. Diamond, Pigment Diamond, Galaxy Opal. And, you know, you just keep going up that list. And so each player has a different card, so they have different skills. So, yeah. So I was really interested in it, and I thought it was a really good mode. And so I was interested in 2K21. I started playing it, and it is a very difficult game. It's very hard to score shots in the triple threat mode, which is a 3-on-3 mode that was very popular in the previous one. So it was just a very hard mode, and it was a very hard game, so I kind of put it away, didn't really enjoy it. And because to me, like, if you're going to have a basketball game, you got to have a basketball game they're actually going to be able to succeed in, and actually going to be able to play and actually shoot and score and win. But yeah, it just didn't happen that way. So I was kind of upset, and then I saw online one day that they had released a patch where they fixed some difficulties, so I went in and played it, and man, it has been, since then, it has been one of the best games I've played in a while. And I think the game is just like, it gives you all these challenges that you can do in the game. So you get to play with cards and players you wouldn't normally play with. And it really adds that fantasy feel. You know, whenever I would start like a franchise mode, I would always do a fantasy draft because I would always want, like, you know, to get, you know, I did one where I had Chris Paul and Kawhi on the same team, but then you have a bunch of scrubs and a bunch of random guys around you because the trades are kind of unfair, and it's difficult to pull that off. So with my team though, you can have like my team right now, like I have like, you know, I got Chris Paul, I've got Kawhi, I've got Shaq, Kobe, you know, Dame Lillard, like all these guys. And it's just really fun to play like that. And it teaches you a lot about the game. It teaches you some historical things. Like I in the previous one, 2K20, I had George Gervin, never knew who he was. And now I do. And the same thing now where you got like, you know, Doc Rivers playing, you got Deshaun Stevenson, all these guys who were around when I was younger, who I can play with now. So it's kind of a fun way to like learn a bit of basketball history, but at the same time, like just have some fun playing games and do these challenges and stuff. So I really recommend the My Team mode. I think it's one of those things too, where you kind of put in to it what you want and you get out of it what you want. You know, I think there are a lot of people who will spend money on it. I'm not really a money spending kind of guy with video games. I'll sometimes let myself go if I really want to, but most of the time I like to keep money out of it just because it's, you know, it's virtual world, not my kind of thing. But you see some people spend hundreds of dollars on this, and if that's what you want to do, that's you. But yeah, I really enjoy the 2K mode. They just made some changes to the triple threat offline and triple threat online to make it a little easier. So I think that'll definitely bring people back. You know, to me, that mode has just been very fun because it's like 3-on-3, kind of like fantastical in some ways. And, you know, there's some challenges that are very hard to do, but it's a fun game. And so I definitely recommend it. I definitely recommend 2K21. I definitely think people should check it out. I would also say, you know, so in that brief period where 2K21 wasn't working for me and it was a little too difficult and, you know, I just didn't find any joy in it, I started playing Madden 21. And Madden is actually a very fun game. I hadn't played it in a while. And the challenges with Madden, they have an ultimate team mode, which is like my team, where it's like kind of fantasy teams, getting different cards of different players and all that. The challenge mode was actually kind of fun because you only had to do certain scenarios. It was like score a touchdown on this drive or like score 5 touchdowns this drive. Things like that that made it a little more entertaining. You didn't have to play a full game. With NBA, a lot of times you do have to play a full game. So you have to pack challenges within that game, which gets kind of difficult but still entertaining. But with Madden, they had that cool mode where it was just like, okay, you have this one scenario, you have to knock it out. I hope my team in NBA 2K21, moving forward, maybe they'll add that where it's like just score 5 points in this scenario. I think that could be a fun way to kind of just give people points now that they have this new season where they have experience points and whatnot. So definitely recommend those two games. Me and my friends have also been playing Rocket League, which was just bought by, you know, Epic Games, and they added a kind of a Fortnite crossover mode, which was kind of interesting as well. So yeah, so anyway, I don't really know what I'm saying here. I just know that, like, with 2K21, you know, I think they definitely fixed a lot of the patches and fixed a lot of the holes that they had. It's still not a perfect game. There's some minor, you know, mode issues that just make it a little more difficult than probably you want from a video game that you're going to play casually on on weeknights and weekends just to kind of relax. But at the same time, they've definitely made improvements. They're listening to their fans, which is important. And it's something that I definitely recommend people check out a little bit more. So that's my little rant on 2K21. I think I'll have more updates as I go along. I have a team right now called the Salt Lake City Turbos, based on the Turbosaurus, kind of a dinosaur thing because they're discovered in Utah. So I'll definitely have more of that, some updates there. Right now I'm just trying to get through these challenges, and we'll see how it goes. You know, I might provide more updates as we go along. So yeah, that's my 2K21 update. I'm gonna take a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about something else. So stay tuned. So last thing I want to hit on before we take a break here, before we end this podcast episode, I want to talk about the debate coming up. So Tuesday night, we got the first debate. It's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. First debate. There's a lot to talk about here. I'm actually excited for this because I think we're going to get a lot of entertaining answers from both candidates. They're two very different candidates. They're very different guys. You know, Trump can be aggressive, strong. He is the president, right? So, and then Joe Biden, a little more soft-spoken, a little more mild-mannered. So it's going to be interesting to see how they interact. You know, I've seen reports out there that, you know, Biden has been characterized as kind of like, I think they said like, quote-unquote, like senile, quote-unquote, old school, that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see how low the bar is for Biden. And just to see like, you know, can Trump play to that? Like, can he get Biden to kind of fit into that, you know, because people say that Biden has all these gaps and all these mistakes. So will Trump be able to get those mistakes to come out? And then conversely, you know, Biden's, you know, mild mannered. We know Trump can be aggressive. So will Biden lead to Trump being more aggressive? You know, it's kind of an interesting back and forth there. And I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to report on it. I'm going to be doing some tweeting, some live tweeting. But I know a lot of experts have kind of said, you know, Biden's ahead right now. You know, debates have an impact. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out on stage. I mean, we all remember the JFK, Richard Nixon story where, you know, Nixon was appearing sweaty on stage and then JFK kind of rolled it with it from there. You know, will the same thing play out with this upcoming debate? Debates are always fun because there's always viral moments. I'm always excited for the viral moments that go on social media. You know, it's always fun to see like kind of the playbacks, the callbacks, and just to kind of remember those. I mean, it'd be kind of interesting to go back. I remember in 2016, I watched all the, you know, and reported on all the Trump Hillary ones, and you know, it'd be kind of interesting to go back and see the storylines that were leading up to that, and like, did they play to those? Did they not? You know, the debates are also kind of a big show. It's an entertainment piece, and Trump has a history in reality TV. He has a history in entertainment, so you know, you got to give him a little bit of an advantage there, and we'll see how it plays out. And I'm not saying that from any partisan perspective. I'm just saying that from an objective perspective of he's got the reality TV experience, and so we'll see how it goes. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of viral moments out of this. I always get excited about those, kind of the TV drama of it all. And how does this guy say this? What does this guy say here? And, you know, debates are always fun. And it's kind of like a 7-game series in the NBA where, like, you know, one game doesn't necessarily mean, like, you lost the debates. You know, Mitt Romney definitely out-debated Obama in the first one, and at least according to reports. And then the second one kind of flipped. And so it's interesting to see how you handle the debate. Is it your game one? Did you win? How'd you do it? And then how do you come back the next time? And so, and this is going to be interesting because it's in the middle of a pandemic. There's a lot going on. Trump's tax return news just dropped. So I definitely would tune in if I were you, especially undecided voters should definitely tune in because we don't know what we're going to get out of it. We don't know what is going to happen next with it. And we don't know what this is going to lead to. You know, Biden does have a little bit of a lead on Trump in national polls and a lot of battleground states. But will the debates switch that? You know, debates, you know, the most voters, I don't know how often most voters pay attention to the daily news, right? They might check in here or there. It seems like a lot of decisions have already been made. So will the debate influence that? Will the debate lead to more votes and just more people deciding who they want to vote for either way? So yeah, debates are very important. I definitely recommend checking it out. I'm going to be tweeting at Deseret.com. I'm going to be tweeting about this all night and probably have some wrap-up reports on it. It's one of the most interesting events that we get, you know, between that, the primaries and the primary debates. You know, there's always some interesting things that come out of these things. So definitely please check it out. Watch it, be informed, get your knowledge and they to make a decision. And, you know, this is a very important election. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, there's national security threats, you know, all the time. And it's a very important election. All elections are important. You know, anyone who says that it's the most important election forgot that they said it during the last election because all elections are important. So yeah, just make sure you check it out and just see what you feel. And you know, there'll definitely be viral moments for you to get excited about. Definitely funny moments that you'll kind of laugh about, I'm sure. And, you know, it's a good spectacle and just kind of brings the presidential race a little more close to home. So definitely check it out when you can. I'm not going to pick a winner or anything, but I think that both of these candidates have a chance to kind of play to their strengths and hopefully find a way to win. And it'll be interesting to see how they go about that moving forward. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for listening to this test podcast. Thanks for checking me out on wherever you get your podcasts. Again, thanks to Anchor for giving me the easy setup with this. We'll probably be back sometime in the near future. Just wanted to see how this would go for a test run. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks for everybody who's been with me along the way. Again, excited for The Mandalorian, excited for NBA 2K, and excited for the upcoming presidential debates. I'm Herb Scribner. This is the Herb Scribner podcast. Make sure to check me out at Deseret.com, the Deseret News, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for checking out.